girl. Things are getting tougher when you can't get the thought off the bottom of the barrel. Wide open, roar my future now. Look me up here.
It was Operation Ivy with Knowledge. This is Carl and Brian back with Midwest Punks. It's been a little shaky, our schedule. I mean, just with everything going on, we're affected the same as everyone else. You know, we both work at a public media station here in Northwest Indiana, and the studios have been, we've been trying to limit traffic and keep people safe. So, so now we're trying to get back in here and give you some more songs that kind of quarantine related, pandemic related. I don't know what else you would call it. Boredom related, yeah. Kind of. You know, some of them. Yeah, isolation. There we go. So, so Brian and I, we had a show last time. The last one we did had some songs like this, kind of fitting on this topic, and we came back with another list of them. So, just trying to do that. We would be normally talking about some shows going on right now because there was supposed to be some pretty cool shows, Chicago area, and I think there was a couple in Indiana too that I was looking to try and get to. Of course, those have all been canceled, but there's been some pretty cool...
Yeah, the pop-up shows.
Yeah, like good. Online, you know, Facebook and even Instagram. I've watched a couple live feeds and kind of shows, and some of them are from record companies putting together things. I know there's like AF Records has a couple local bands on it that I know. I can't think of some of the other ones, but since this episode will air tonight, the 28th of April, tomorrow... The 29th of April, Wednesday at 7 p.m., there's a it's called Fanarchy Fest, and I know that they do an actual fest, so they had their first one, I think, last year, and so this is still Fanarchy Fest 1, but part 2, they're calling it, and it's just going to be online, but there's some local bands like Devin K from Devin K and the Solutions, they're a Chicago band, they're going to be on there, and Jetty Boys out of Wisconsin. So there's a few more, but just check those out. Nice. You know, support the artists. So there's a lot of things popping up to support the artists who are struggling right now too. So follow them on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, everything like that, because they're trying to help keep us entertained, and that's what we're going to try and do on this show today too, is bring you some songs that'll hopefully lighten the mood, give you something to blare on the stereo at home. So again, we opened with Operation Ivy, really cool band.
Yeah, they didn't last very long, but they were kind of the ones that started the ska punk sound. Really.
Yeah, and Tim Armstrong from Rancid was one of the members in Operation Ivy. So that's how I kind of traced back from Rancid being one of my favorites. Back to seeing him in Operation Ivy, and you can hear him in the songs and there was that documentary that. I've talked about a couple times, and it's on Amazon. You can get it on Amazon Prime and a couple other places. Now I can't think of it. That was a big part of it in there too, was the Operation Ivy in that scene, because then Green Day came out of that same area, things like that. So, Operation Ivy, some cool songs. That was Knowledge. I know that they have Sound System. Unity is a cool song, kind of about some stuff going on back then and trying to keep the punk scene together when it was starting to split apart. Yeah. You know, so they got some really good songs. But like you said, they weren't really together very long.
They kind of late 80s, 87, yeah. They started, and so they went through, I believe they played till like 90, like,
yeah,
91 maybe.
Yeah, really early in the 90s, yeah. They were kind of founding that ska punk song sound,
yeah, that's,
you know?
Really, they kind of got that sound started, and yeah. And all they paved the way for a lot of bands that really, you know, anything,
yeah,
from Blue Meanies to, you know, any ska band like the Skank and Pickle, anything that,
yeah,
came out. I mean, that's all
even now
came from them.
Yeah, there's a ska band, the Interrupters, and they're, sure, kind of pretty popular right now. And I was at one of their shows in Chicago, I don't know, like 2 years ago or something now. And they were asking for requests from the pit, and I yelled out Sound System, and they were like so excited to hear that, nice. And they just tore through that song. So I know, but they have connections to Tim Armstrong too. But yeah, I mean, Green Day, I mean, a lot of the bands from that time were just really influenced by this, and they did a lot for the scene back then. So they're one of my favorite bands. I mean, they're up there. I can always listen
amazing.
To some Operation Ivy.
Only having the one album, just being that influential, is pretty cool.
Yeah.
One interesting fact, because I always get sucked into those interesting facts when I'm looking these bands up. Operation Ivy's name came from a series of nuclear tests back in the 50s when they did the first hydrogen bomb test.
Oh, yeah.
And,
I think I've heard this.
The first successful test was the Operation Ivy test.
Hmm. So
that's where their name comes from.
Yeah, I think I've heard that before. It's really cool. Always trying to find where... Where some of them came from.
I always get sucked in. Like, why's that guy always wear a red hat?
But. Yeah. The documentary that I referenced earlier it's called Turn It Around, The Story of the East Bay Punk. So, I mean, that focuses a lot on,
sure,
like Operation Ivy and Fugazi and Green Day and just all those bands out of that area from back then. So pretty cool history too, into like the scene and CBGBs and the other punk place that they used to play at over there. I can't think of it. Green Day has songs about it, but yeah, so check it out. Turn It Around, the story of the East Bay Punk. It's on Amazon Prime. So
nice. I'll have to check that one out.
Yeah, it was a really good one. So we got a long list of songs. We always end up trying to talk more. I mean, there's sometimes it's like, oh man, how are we going to fill up an hour? And then we could really fill up two.
It's like we got 10 songs left and we're done.
Yeah. So we'll try to keep the talking to a minimum and play some songs for you, give you some music. So, Brian, next we were going to play Fugazi, right?
Yeah.
So this song's called Waiting Room, and it's I just love the sound of it. And like, there's a video that I think it's the one that I sent you a link for, but them playing in like a live crowd. You could tell it's just some grungy, like old looking building, and just the, you know, the energy that this song kind of creates is really cool. They were out of Washington, D.C., played their first show in 87, and they finished a tour in the U.K. in November of 2002 and haven't played together since. There's been some rumors about them getting together to play some stuff.
I heard something about it, yeah.
Yeah, they released six albums during those years, though, and just influenced a lot of other bands. I think they all had side projects, you know, like most of them do. So, but again, it's Waiting Room. So with everything going on, like Operation Ivy, the Knowledge song, it talked about, you know, trying to figure out what to do with your time and all that. And now it's Waiting Room. So it's kind of fitting. I mean, everyone's sitting in a waiting room trying to see a doctor or something. So, this is Fugazi with Waiting Room, and, let's give it a listen.
All right, here we go. We'll be right back.
All right, and that was Fugazi with Waiting Room. First opening lyric was, I'm a patient boy. So, you know, I think everyone's being a little patient right now with everything going on. Trying to keep moving. Everybody's moving, but still in the waiting room because they can't get up. So kind of makes sense for right now. I hope everyone's doing good out there, by the way. Staying safe and trying to keep busy.
Washing your hands.
Yeah, wash your hands. Stay away from everybody. But we are playing some songs that kind of have to do with everything going on right now. And we have a list. Brian, who's next up on the list you want to pull up?
Let's go with Alkaline Trio.
Cool, cool. Yeah, we've played them on here before.
Yeah, it's and, a band we like here.
Yeah, so. Local from yeah, Chicago. Local. And they were actually, we were talking, they were supposed to be playing with Bad Religion. And there was a Chicago show, I think it was supposed to be last month, a few weeks ago. Because I saw it pass on my Facebook event thing that, you know, that it was canceled. And that's a bummer. So
yeah.
That would have been a cool show. It was sold out pretty quick, but I'm sure I still would have been able to find some tickets and had planned to. So, again, it's some of the upsetting plans that are being canceled are some of the awesome shows that we're going to be missing. But
yeah, they did release that short EP.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
To, I think, kind of make up for the show getting canceled, but
yeah, so they got some new music out there you should check out.
Yeah, was it March 19th, I believe, is when that album came out.
And yeah, that's cool. And I know I think Bad Religion, because they were touring with Bad Religion, and they had a new album that they were coming out with too, I think. So even if they don't, Bad Religion's got plenty of music out there worth listening to. Definitely. So check them out. Yes. Too. What song we got from Alkaline Trio?
Armageddon.
I figured that
kind of was fitting with
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
It's not Armageddon, though, people. We're not trying to do fear-mongering. You know, yeah, we're not doing that. But just in the comical sense of it, sure. It makes sense. Just wanted to make sure we're not getting any hate for pushing.
Yeah, no War of the Worlds nonsense going on here.
No, just some good old punk music. So we got Alkaline Trio with Armageddon. I'm not sure if I probably heard the song, just can't think of it, but
yeah, you'll know it, I'm sure, when you hear it. But yeah, this is off their 2001 album, From Here to Infirmary.
Okay.
If I could say that.
Infirmary.
Infirmary.
There
we
go. Yeah. One of those words. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
But yeah, let's check it out.
All right, let's go.
Shadow things. Need a good bucket before we
Mind Trio with Armageddon. So, Brian, yeah, I don't know if I'm sure I've heard that song, but just Alkaline Trio is one of those Chicago-based bands that we've heard and played and stuff on here before. But yeah, that's pretty fitting and had a good sound to it. So I can always dig some Alkaline Trio. And we're going to keep moving. We got another song to play for you. Kind of fits the same thing where, you know, that was Armageddon, and we're not trying to say that it's the end of the world. This next song is from Dead Kennedys, and it's called Government Flu. But it is, I know just in kind of looking online, it has a lot of talk behind it because it is kind of fitting. Like, just even the lyrics, of course, it's kind of insinuating, you know, a drug that makes people sick that's kind of getting tested out on the people, but talks about a head cold, a chest cold, making you dizzy, kind of stuff like that. Getting all depressed, all that kind of stuff. But it's Dead Kennedys, you know. So their songs were really political you know, kind of underlying meanings to some of them too. So, you know, just take the lyrics for what they are. But it's Dead Kennedys with Government Flu, and it's a good song. So it's got a good sound, typical Dead Kennedys sound to it. I mean, they were, you know, one of the kind of iconic bands for the punk genre, formed in the late 70s, released 4 studio albums. And in April of 2019, they released DK40, which was a live compilation album celebrating the 40 years since they formed. So that was pretty cool. And they got, you know, all their albums are really solid. And we've played some of their songs on here before,
definitely,
too.
Yeah.
So definitely we're checking out Dead Kennedys, and we're going to play Government Flu for you. So let's check it out. Government Flu, Dead Kennedys. I mean, you can kind of always tell when it's a Dead Kennedys song, right?
Oh, yeah.
The voice, the sound, the pace, the energy, all that comes standard with a Dead Kennedys song. Mm-hmm. So, Brian, let's keep moving. What do you got?
Yeah, let's go play some Black Flag.
Nice. Okay. Yeah, we've played them before, but got some, you know, a lot of good music out there worth checking out. They were from kind of the founding time of you know, punk stuff,
70s,
like late,
late,
yeah,
70s.
Late 70s.
Hermosa Beach, California. They kind of started their thing. They were initially called The Panic, was their original name, and they changed it because there was another band apparently at the time that was called Panic, and there was some confusion. So they decided Black Flag would be the name. So,
Yeah, I think when I hear Black Flag, and I think I talked about this before too, I picture Henry Rollins, like,
oh, yeah,
just shirtless, mm-hmm, buff, just screaming into the microphone. And then a lot of the art and like they almost like political cartoonish stuff that they had come out a lot. I know if you just do kind of a search on Black Flag and their art, you know, and even just their logo is pretty iconic
with that, like, brand. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's what I think of. But as we said before too, Henry Rollins was only on for a few years, I think, like 2 or 3 years. I think he came in late.
He started singing. There was a different Keith Morris. Yeah. Originally.
And then he came on, and I think he only played till like the early 90s. And then he went out too, but that's just who I picture in my head all the time. Yeah, Black Flag. But yeah. And their sound is pretty cool. Just kind of,
hard. Yeah, they got their influence mostly from the Ramones and the Stooges. So they like that kind of raw, stripped down attitude.
Yeah, yeah. They took what they were, just kind of made it a little harder. You know, mm-hmm, like, so they.
Yeah, definitely.
They took that attitude and the punkness of it, and just kind of turned it a little hardcore. And yeah, they've got some good albums out there. And this song that we're going to play from Black Flag is
Rise Above.
Rise Above.
'81, their debut album,
Damaged. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Yeah, so Rise Above, a little bit of a uplifting title there. So
Rise Above this.
Yeah, exactly. We're playing a little bit of everything here. So let's check out Black Flag.
All right, here we go.
Rise Above from Black Flag. I can kind of picture riding around with that, just blaring on a car, trying to inspire people, like, we're gonna rise above.
Right?
You know?
Yeah.
So
microphone.
Yeah. Cool. Gotta do your hardcore raspy voice though.
Yeah.
I don't really have that. Or I might be in a punk band. But
start smoking cigars.
Yeah. So yeah, that's Black Flag, Rise Above. They got some awesome music. If you're not familiar with them, check them out. We'll put them on our playlist, which, by the way, you can find on Spotify and on our website. You know, if you go to Midwest Punks Podcast.com,
yes,
then it will lead you right to our webpage, and which is also on LakeshorePublicRadio.org. So you can go there and just pull down on the music tab, and we're one of the shows listed on there. So that's where we record out of, is Lakeshore Public Radio. But that's where you can find our music. You can also search for us on Facebook, Midwest Punks Podcast, and you'll notice our awesome logo, made by a friend at JR Brand Goods, who's also a local designer. So throw him some business if you need something. He can. He came up with ours pretty much just we gave him an idea, and he got this cool thing together. So
does he have any sort of Facebook pages or anything?
He does. Yeah, okay. I think I've shared it on the Facebook page before. I'll do it again because he just kind of finished his website, a new website for his business and stuff too. So yeah, just definitely try and show him some love too. So we'll get something shared out there awesome. For him. But let's keep. I just want to get all that in there, all the necessary stuff. Let's go with another song, though. I think I'm up, so I'll go with The Queers with I Hate Everything.
Excellent.
The Queers, a lot of their songs were kind of like fun, I don't know, kind of goofy songs sometimes. But, you know, they'd have some meaning to them, some of them. But this song is called I Hate Everything, and I figure it's just kind of like at this point you're just like everything's kind of ticking you off and you're just not in the mood for dealing with people or going out to the store or trying to
turn on the TV.
Yeah. Yeah. And waiting 3 days for your Amazon package instead of two. Man, you know, no.
Yeah.
Just take it easy, people. It's, you know, you don't need that non-essential item the next day. So just take it easy. Right. But yeah, so The Queers, they came out of New Hampshire, early 80s. I know Joe Queer, the singer. I read that he stated once that he felt humor is a way to social change. So we shouldn't take ourselves so seriously, and that many people are looking for a reason to be offended. So in the old days of punk rock, all these bands were laughing at themselves, and they got their point across through humor. So that's kind of what their motto was. Plus, they were influenced by the Ramones a lot, so you can hear that sound in there. And you can hear a lot of their influence in bands, you know, since they started to now. I mean, there's, you know,
definitely
there's a band called The Young Rochelles. I think I played a song from them. They're out of New York, but they're a really cool band, but definitely influenced by The Queers. And I've seen a video on YouTube where they were playing with them and stuff. So just definitely a really influential band. And I want to play I Hate Everything by The Queers. So
all right, let's check it out.
All right, cool.
I hate it to be pizza, asparagus and peas. One ain't my dessert, and having to say please. I hate the Grateful Dead, their hippie fans are such a waste. Everything about them, even Jerry's ugly face.
Unlike The Queers, I don't hate that song. So I think it's a pretty awesome song. Just kind of, like I said, hate mowing the lawn, hate working around the house, hate the homework. I mean, I think people could make that list up pretty easily nowadays. Just kind of need a change of pace. So at least the weather's breaking, hopefully, knock on wood. So get out of the house a little bit, enjoy some sun. That'll help. So that was The Queers with I Hate Everything. Definitely worth checking out The Queers. We've had them on here. We've played them on here before. And I think they're still kind of getting together and playing some shows and stuff. So I've seen some YouTube videos out there, some recent shows. I haven't seen them. No, I haven't. I think they were supposed to have a show in Chicago in like early March, I think it was. And obviously that got canceled too. So, but I haven't seen anything on there. But what are we going to go with next, Brian?
Since I just did Black Flag, I was going to switch over to Circle Jerks.
Yep.
The original singer, Keith Morris, from Black Flag, he actually went on to Circle Jerks after his Black Flag run.
Cool, yeah.
So kind of fitting to switch over there. The song we're going to play is called I'm Alive.
Okay.
Another fitting title for our times right now.
Yeah, and Circle Jerk's kind of a recognizable, obviously you can remember the name when you hear it, and then I know like even their logo and stuff's kind of, you know, just recognizable.
Oh, yeah.
So one of those bands again, early influencers.
Yeah, they're back in the early 70s again. So their debut album, Group Sex, is considered one of the landmark just of the hardcore genre.
Yeah.
You know, that band, that album is amazing. And they had reunited a little while back and did like a 2020, or were planning to do like 2020 show, I think. And so I don't know what's going to happen with that.
Yeah.
But I think I was looking on their site and they said something about they were going to reschedule the shows and honor people's tickets.
Yeah. So anybody, I know.
Had anything, but I mean, a lot of people are having to do that right now with everything going on.
Yeah. 2020 was going to have some really awesome shows, man. So kind of a bummer, but hey, you know, if that's the worst we got to complain about, then we're pretty fortunate.
Yeah,
so
we'll change things up. So we'll get some more cool stuff on.
But definitely check out check out the band's Facebook pages, Twitter pages, Instagrams, support the artist, buy some merchandise, all that kind of stuff. So, So I'm Alive by Circle Jerks.
Yeah. Let's check it out.
All right. Sounds good.
Such a task in this world, such a mess. But I'll try hard, I'll do my best. Won't get bogged down like all the rest. Got no hamsters in my head, no monkeys on my back, no chains and shackles to pull me down. I wanna fly, I wanna fly, cause I'm alive. A better place. Who needs that garbage? It's all a waste. Don't need the drugs, don't need the booze. Abuse that stuff, you'll only lose. Big decision, make it right. It's a battle, win the fight. Everything's gonna be alright. I wanna fly, I wanna fly. I'm alive.
Circle Jerks with I'm Alive. So, again, one of the kind of early iconic bands for the genre.
Oh, yeah.
And plenty of good music out there, so check them out. Facebook, YouTube, whatever you get your music on. And make sure you check us out, too. We have some playlists on Spotify and Facebook page, all that stuff. So find Midwest Punks. And hopefully we'll give you some good music. Kind of lighten the mood and turn you on to some new music. Maybe refresh your memory on some of the cassettes or CDs or records you have put away somewhere.
A box of cassettes somewhere in my basement.
Yeah, I actually just came across a box with my old CD book in it, you know, my book filled with all the sleeves for CDs. Mm-hmm. So We had a lot of good ones in there, but then I looked around. I don't even have a CD player plugged in anymore, so I got to find a CD player, try and throw some of those on if I didn't scratch them up too bad back in the day.
Yeah, my computer doesn't even have a CD player anymore.
Mine either. Yep. So, changing times.
So, you want to play next?
I'll go with the Suicide Machines. So, they're a punk band that kind of came out of Detroit in early 90s, 91. And they had some good songs out there. I know I heard their stuff in the past. I've never seen them or anything. Have some friends that really got into them more than I did. But they have some good songs. And this song is called High Anxiety. So, that's kind of fitting right now that, you know, you might be kind of getting pent up a little bit with everything going on. But Suicide Machines, they broke up in 2006, but they get back together here and there for some shows, and they actually just released their seventh studio album called Revolution Spring, and they released that back on March 27th. So there's some new music. If you haven't checked it out yet, find the Suicide Machines and check out their new album. But I want to play the song High Anxiety. I think it's kind of fitting, and
yeah,
it's
I think so.
Got a good sound to it, kind of good punk band. So let's hear Suicide Machines with High Anxiety.
Here we go.
Well, it's the high anxiety, victim of society. High anxiety, victim of society. High anxiety, mine. If a high anxiety get into the best of me, sometimes I feel like I'm gonna explode when I'm approaching total overload. I know that when I'm having a panic attack, like a feel it coming. It's a high anxiety, a victim of society. High anxiety, a victim of society. High anxiety, my, it's my high anxiety getting to the best of me. This time I feel like I'm gonna die. Cold sweat, the fear is paralyzing. You know, I wish that this was over and done. Five pounds, I can feel it escalating. It's a high anxiety, a victim of society. High anxiety, a victim of society. High anxiety, my.
That was Suicide Machines with High Anxiety. Kind of has that, kind of throws me back to like the Tony Hawk Pro Skater video game, like, yeah, soundtrack, you know? So, now I don't think you really classify that as ska. I mean, it was like...
The guitar there is a little bit, yeah.
Ska, skater, punk, I don't know, you know?
Like Operation Ivy, definitely.
Yeah. So, it's funny, all the little subgenres of punk. Yeah. There's, you know, pop punk and skater punk and ska punk and all that stuff. I mean, you know, I just take the song for what it is.
It's just
alternative, indie rock, yeah, all that kind of stuff. So I just listen for music I like, and then I listen to it. I'm not worried about what it's called or what someone's going to call it or anything like that. So hopefully you don't mind the very variation of music that we play on here, and just trying to give you a bunch of cool songs, maybe some new bands to check out. And we're always sharing stuff on Facebook, too. Try to get some funny memes up there from time to time, and some playlists and some music videos. We share a lot from Live from the Rock Room. I think, you know, those are one of the guys we want to reach out to and see if they'd be interested in talking to us at all and telling us more about them. But they have some really good artists on their cool setup. It's like in someone's house, it looks like, and they just invite bands. Bands come from all over. I guess just when they're in the area, they know to stop in there and record a couple songs.
Yeah, they do a great job.
Yeah, so if you're looking for something after you're done listening to our podcasts and our playlists, you definitely check them out. They got a lot of cool local bands, some of the old time bands too. So give them some love too for what they do for the music and the artists. So Brian, we got a couple more songs left. What do you want to play next?
Let's go with The Virus.
I think okay.
That's kind of fitting.
Yeah, their name.
What we've been going with here.
Yeah.
The title of this song is No One Can Save You, which is not 100% true. So.
Yeah, that's...
don't yep. panic. But yeah, these guys are a street punk band from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Influenced a lot by like the Oi bands.
Okay.
Sham 69, Common Reject, Splits. Bands like that. They've been, I think they're 98, so it was kind of like the revival of that Oi band kind of sound in the 90s, 2000s. But it's a band. Like, I don't know a whole lot about these guys. They were one of my playlists. I was kind of going through, you know.
Yeah.
Like, hey, there's The Virus. So
if only it was that easy to find the other virus. Yeah,
right.
I'm not overly familiar with them too, but I'm sure I've heard some of their songs, you know, just over all the years. So, because you said late 90s is when they started?
90s, 2000s, yeah. Okay, so right around that time, kind of when the other bands like Cheap Sex and Lower Class Brats, mm-hmm. if you're familiar with them, they kind of, the Unseen, I think, might be another band you heard of.
Yeah, but the Exploited
stuff. Yeah, those bands are kind of what they were kind of with those guys, mm-hmm. kind of copying what the Exploited and those other bands were doing.
Yeah.
So,
well, late that, 90s, that, like, early
revival.
Early 2000s was like right when I was getting into, I don't know, junior high maybe. And that's about the time I was getting into those kind of music. Yeah. So, mm-hmm. you know, I probably heard them. And this song is pretty fitting. Just title and name of the band alone. So, you want to pull it up and we'll give it a listen?
Yeah, let's check it out.
All right, cool. This is The Virus with No One Can Save You.
All right, here we go.
Virus with No One Can Save You, but that's what we were kind of talking.
Yeah.
That the message is more of like you can save yourself though. So
yeah, don't rely on anybody else to do it. You
know? Yeah,
take care of yourself and get yourself
like we order. Yeah, like we joked, wash your own hands. Yeah. No one's gonna wash your hands for you. Yeah. So that's how it ties in with right now. But yeah, that's a good song, good sound. And again, that was The Virus, so check them out if you're not familiar with them. We got a couple more songs we're gonna try and squeeze in. The next band that I want to pull up, fast forwarding, I know we've been kind of back in the 80s and even late 70s and 90s. This is a band that came out of Chicago in 2013. So newer band, kind of newer to the scene, but they are a three-person band, punk band, and they're called The Miserables, spelled with two Z's. And this song I want to play is called Still Kicking Around. So kind of fitting for now. I mean, some of the lyrics you'll hear are like dreaming of nothing more than we ever had. So kind of just wanting things to get back to normal, watching the world spin out of control, singing our songs and dancing to that Unity sound, which I'm guessing might be an Operation Ivy reference. I mean, they had a song called Unity, and they talked about the Unity sound in Operation Ivy. And so The Miserables kind of reference that and talk about singing songs and dancing to the Unity sound. So kind of things will get back to normal. We should all stick together kind of things. That's what I take from it. Yeah, so this is a local band in Chicago. Definitely check them out. They'll be playing shows, I'm sure, once all this is over. Again, this is The Miserables, spelled with two Z's, and the song is called Still Kicking Around. Still Kicking Round. So
Kicking Round.
Yeah. So definitely want to play this one. And then if you get a chance, check them out. Follow them on Facebook and give them some support right now. So we'll give you a little taste of them with this song, though. So Still Kicking Around.
Here we go.
Maybe there's something
And that was The Miserables, again, spelled with two Z's. Check them out. The song was called Still Kicking Around. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Still Kicking Around. And again, they're a Chicago-based punk band. I've seen them on social media and stuff like that. Haven't got a chance to check them out yet. But definitely follow them on Facebook and stuff. I think they were planning to do some online shows that, you know, everyone's doing right now too. So definitely worth checking out. And we're going to keep going. Brian, you got one more song you wanted to play?
Yeah.
Squeeze in here.
Get another band in here called The Germs.
Yep.
Which actually have a song called Media Blitz, which is double perfect for this show.
Yeah. So. Exactly. Yeah. And I, you know, I'm familiar with The Germs. I mean, they're one of the bands that's been around for a long time too. Oh, yeah. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's another band that they didn't play very long, but definitely had a lasting influence. I mean, they started in 76 and played through 80, and the singer actually died of a heroin overdose.
Okay.
Possible suicide, not 100% sure the story there. But
yeah, I remember hearing about...
Yeah, it was Darby Crash.
Yeah,
was
the singer.
Mm-hmm. And the guitarist, Pat Smear, they started the band together, and this was... Back in 76, they had both been kicked out of high school for apparently using mind control on other students. That was their reasoning. So be interested to see that the happens. Story behind that.
That happens, yeah.
There's a documentary film that they did back in 2005, and they kind of reunited about then when they did the documentary. It was called What We Do in Secret, and it's more of a bio kind of thing.
Okay.
Darby Crash's life, I believe.
Huh.
I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
But, after checking this out, I was interested.
Yeah, definitely sounds interesting.
Yeah.
We're checking out.
That 2005 bio documentary actually triggered them to start playing again. And the actor that played Crash,
his
name was Shane West. He actually took on a singer when they kind of reunited.
That's cool.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But now I want to see this documentary.
Yeah, definitely. So, What We Do is Secret. 2005 video 2005. Documentary biofilm. Yeah. So yeah,
and
definitely worth checking
a
out.
Song by The Germs.
Okay.
What We Do in Secret. So that's where they got the title.
Nice. Okay. And the song Media Blitz is what we're going to play right now. So The Germs, another long time band, old from the founding years or whatever, late 70s.
Make me feel 80s. Old, Carl. Every time I pull my lists out, you're like, oh, another old band, huh?
No, I mean, mine was full of it too, other than The Miserables. Yeah, we do kind of tend to, I don't know, reference back to the the old days of punk a little bit more. But we do, you know, we have some shows where we just focus on the new ones. So we're trying to mix it up and bring a little bit of everything. So, if you're not familiar with The Germs, we'll give you a little taste of The Germs. Not a good combo to say there.
No.
Taste of The Germs. But we'll let you hear a little bit of The Germs with Media Blitz.
Yeah, here we go.
All right.
Got television. Got supervision. No shit for you. Media Blitz. Media Blitz. Media Blitz.
Which patient gets the most of their...
All right, that was The Germs with Media Blitz. And we might have a few minutes here. It's always hard. hard to keep an eye on the clock too. But so if we do, I mentioned a band earlier that is going to play part of that Fanarchy Fest on Facebook Live Wednesday, April 29th at 7 p.m. They're a Chicago band called Devin K and the Solutions. Devin K is going to be playing on that Fanarchy Fest, so check that out. We'll play their song. They have a song called Fresh, and just give you a little bit of an example of what their music's like. And they have a pretty cool sound, a lot of energy. It's really awesome. Newer band that I found, so I'm pretty into them. But I'm sure we'll talk about them more on this show again. But just thought let's give a little listen. So we'll play out with this. Find us on Facebook. Brian, it was good to get back in the studio. Hopefully we can keep some new programs coming to you. But find us on Facebook, Midwest Punks Podcast. We have some Spotify playlists, and we share stuff on social media all the time. So check us out, and let's play out with Devin K and the Solutions and their song Fresh.
All right, here we go.
Get to this point, another night of crying and cracking my joint, and all I ever wanted was to do what's right. I never thought this person